Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in a biology class.
Okay, so this has been observed among wolves. As you may know, wolves live in packs, groups that roam the forest and hunt prey together. And within a wolf pack, some of the wolves are usually bigger and stronger than the others. When wolves find and catch prey, they usually eat it together, sharing the food among members of the wolf pack. But sometimes one wolf may try to take the food that another member of the pack is eating. Now, if the wolf with the food is bigger and stronger than the one trying to take the food, it's going to prevent the other wolf from taking its food by threatening to attack the other wolf. Well, the smaller wolf won't let the bigger wolf attack it. So it'll lower its head, put its head close to the ground, and flatten its fur, keep its fur close to its body. And lowering its head and flattening its fur are both signs of weakness, signs that the smaller wolf will give in. And seeing this, the larger, threatening wolf will let the smaller wolf go without any trouble, and neither of them gets hurt.